Good morning. Good morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. We're thankful that God is on the throne, and we want the fires of heaven to be within us, a clean, glorious, holy fire. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We ask you, Lord, that you would really touch us, that you would fill us with your Holy Ghost afresh and anew. Lord, make us clean. We know we can't do it in ourselves. We do it in ourselves. It's putrid to you. And Lord, I just pray for the mighty touch of the Holy Ghost upon our listener out there, upon us here in the living room. And thank you, Lord, for infusing Brother Freedom with the power of the Holy Ghost with a message right from the throne room. Thank you for making it very easy for him. Thank you for taking over his lips and his tongue, Father, that you would speak directly to us and that every listener would know that it's not Brother Freedom, it's you. You're the glorious one. We're just your servants and you don't even need us, Lord, but we're thankful you let us work with you. We love you. We want to serve you. We thank you for your mighty touch in Jesus' name. Amen. Got lots of wonderful things in the book of Daniel for you, beginning in Daniel chapter 2, verse 20. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matters." And then in verse 28, "But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these." And then moving to chapter 3 and beginning in verse 16. "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." And now chapter 4, verse 13. "I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, and a holy one came down from heaven." And now moving to chapter 6, beginning in verse 26. "I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian." And now turning to chapter 11, beginning with verse 31. "An arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame and by captivity and by spoil many days. Now, when they shall fall, they shall be helpen with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries." And then in chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your precious word. Thank you for the exploits that you've done in the past, the exploits that you'll do today. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit living and dwelling in us. Thank you for leading us and guiding us today. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom as he gives the word to us today. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Father, we do praise you. We exalt you because you're our God. And Father, you're the Father of all creatures, all things that we see. You're the Father of it. You even give us your Son, Jesus. And Jesus, give part of you back to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God for that complete being is in you, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We need all of you. And Father, we do praise you. We exalt you because ourselves, we're no competition. We can't even stand a fraction the emphasis smallest thing. We can't even get to that without you. Father, we need your help. We need your encouragement. And Lord, we love the power of your Spirit. We love your feeling of your Holy Ghost. He comes here to bless us. And Father, it's the only blessing we get through the weeks. Oh, praise God, when you come down and move upon us, Father, in the mighty name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the glory comes down. And Father, we receive it with gladness. We come and praise you and exalt you because you are the true, the living God, the God that lives forever. And Father, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. You are the God of mercy. You are the God of all healing. All healing comes from you. You are the God that delivers us, sets us free. For your powers is forevermore. And Father, we worship you this day. Oh, Father, we come to thee. You said to come boldly under the throne of grace. And Father, we stand by ourselves as though we're so inadequate. Father, I go along, I realize that just your breath would slay me. It's only through your infinite grace, where we can stand before you. We're nothing without your might. Father, what you did upon the cross, send your Son Jesus there, that we might be able to receive that grace to stand while we live. It was all done because you so loved us. You're so faithful. Your eyes are over the righteous, and your eyes continually looking for those whose hearts will be made perfect toward you. Your word declares those that you look to, you're going to bless them. But those that look another way, they're going to miss it. And Father, we thank you that you are the God of mercy. I see, Father, right now, this very second, how flatteries came to being and why they're here. Father, we just praise you. We glorify your word this day. We thank you. We thank you that everything is seen. What we see is going to soon be done away with, but the things that we don't see, we only see them through faith, they're going to live on for eternity. Father, that's just such a promise. We're going to lose everything that we see. We're not going to ever have it no more. But we're going to have something greater that's going to live. It'll never die. Everything that we see will die. It'll fade away. But Father, we know that you live forever. And Father, we want to glorify the God of ever. We want to glorify the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. We thank you for mighty God. We love you. We praise you. We exalt you this day. We will call upon your name to help us to give this message that might reach out this world, that they might receive a blessing from this word that comes forth. I pray in Jesus' name. Bless this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're strong and well out there. I hope that you've had a good day. I hope you had a good night rest. You know, God gives all of this. He gives us our sleep, our energies. He supplies our food, and he still heals us. He brings forth healing into your life. And every day that we go, we need, it's like a tune-up. We need that tune-up to stay in tip-top shape with God. And that tune-up, you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, abide under his great shadow. When we abide under him, it's a great flushing. It flushes out the old trash, the old thoughts, the evilness that we've had in us. It gets rid of out of our being. And we walk holy. Then the day bow goes by and things come our way and we start getting a little bit cloudy. That's when God has come down and retouch you, remold you, remake you with the renewing. Has to be done, renewing totally. And that's where we grow. The scales. One scale, you renew it, and pretty soon, the righteous scales is going to come on to be a covering. God says he's going to see our nakedness unless we come in the fullness. Because when we walk, we actually, just like the spacecraft, they got a covering that fits over to keep the heat out of it. The same way we are, the heat of God, the enemy will come in and get to us unless we have the right layers on. Those layers come by submitting yourself to God day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, and that we might walk victorious. But it's really simple. Those are layers. They make us complete. Our armor. Be ye strong in the Lord, and the power might put you on the whole armor. It becomes by, that armor comes on little by little. It takes walking in faith, walking delivered, walking set free, walking as the, not man of the world, but a man of God. The Bible says, love not this world, neither things this world. This world, the people in it want to have a good time. It's all geared for having a good time. But says, all the time, I can have a better time than have. Don't cost me nothing. I just give myself to God. See, that's what we have to do is a flip-flop. This flip-flop, you're here for a while on the earth, and you don't know which way you're going until you get there. Most people, I know where I'm heading now. But that flip-flop, you got to stay right with God all the way. But if it flips over on you, then you're going the other way. And then that your armament is falling off of you. Though all that armor that you put on you is coming off of you. And here you're out of balance. It says, lay aside every weight and sin that's so easy to beset and run that race with patience. All these things are falling from you. You don't have power. And then you find yourself walking alone. Here you once knew God. You felt his presence. You every day with him. And here you find alone. You find yourself alone. You want to make friends in the world. Instead of getting back to the Lord, we want to get back with friends with the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. And what he's done in the churches is sinful. Satan knew as long as you prayed, sought God, full of the Holy Ghost, there's no way he could, the gates of hell could come against it, would not prevail. So he had to make a plan. How do you get in this righteous people? You're not going to get in by saying you're a bad person or nothing like that, or even tell the truth about it. But just do some flattery. That's going to do it. That'll do it. So pretty soon they says, Pastor, you're just a good fat. God's let me know it's right. I'm inside of a vehicle now that lets me know this is what happens to mines. Out there you might think you are your man, but God is the only man. You might think you have a plan. No, sir. Young lady, well, you don't have a plan. God has your plan for you. And that plan is not through some organization, but through God, through the Holy Spirit. In that plan, God's got a place that you can start growing in Him. It's real simple if you do it. If you don't do it, it's very complicated. When you start off, when you accept Jesus Christ, that's the very first point. Then you be filled with the Holy Ghost. And praise God, you'll never felt nothing like the Holy Ghost. He is glorious. He is glorious. That's at the beginning. Sad to say, that is the beginning because some people have never went any past it. That's this very point when you start growing in the Lord. That's when that covering starts to be built on you. You go through one thing that covers you here. But the opposite is Satan. He wants to let this not be. Especially if you come, got as far as the salvation, and yet get as far as the Holy Ghost, he wants to block you somehow. And how he does it, he comes when you're sort of weak, when sometimes you're not prayed up like you should be. He comes to and says, oh, you know, you're sure to, oh, you're just the greatest person. But flatteries. Flatteries will work when nothing else works. I've seen it happen in the main in work field. Start flattering someone and they just fall for like, eating like got candy. I've seen bosses that knew how to flatter, they get everything done they wanted, just the way they said it. It's flattering. But it makes you feel good. Boy, aren't you a good mechanic? I don't know how we could do without you. You know, just don't tell everybody else, but you're the best I got. Boy, Oh boy, I'm really somewhere now. I'm a. But that's what happens. He's at it 24 hours a day, and Daniel says the flattery is what's going to get into the church. That's what it's already done. You get into the elders, you get into the highest. He makes the highest, because if you get it tore down, the lowly ones, they're actually not going to be, because there's a leadership there. But see, with God, you don't have to worry about that, because you worry about Him. You don't have to worry about four or five different phases going up when they're doing this. Now, all these support is good to get you to Jesus. I want all you know, yes, salvation is very important, but that's the beginning. It's the beginning. And when you get the Holy Ghost, that's the beginning. Because it'll keep you on to the time that you reach heaven. If you live right, walk straight, live led by the Holy Ghost, you're going to be in tune and in the direction of eternal life. But if you pick up a boy that you think you're really somebody because someone told you you're just really somebody, Bible talks about being puffed up. It destroys you. Being puffed up will destroy you. Hear me out there. You can get destroyed by... That's why the Lord, I know why God told me about singers, because many of them like to sing, because I get to sing first by one, then the soulist. But it puffs them up. I've seen those singers get really upset. But it's not the singers, it's us, all of us. God made us as such that we have feelings. And those feelings, when the adversary knows how to touch those feelings, you're open to him. Very simple. Nothing else can tick you off or open you up. He don't go and tick you off, because he does it a real easy way. Oh, you're just such a... And I've received this at some time. But I know how devilish it is. It will destroy you. But that's exactly what Daniel is talking about. Exactly. Overseers, pastors have bit flattery. I've seen it personally. About every place I've ever been, I've seen it. It'll destroy you. The Holy Ghost is the only tool that we have. It breaks flatteries. You come on a person real hard, you don't even know how to fight. Someone brings a sword to you, you're going to have a fight. Someone brings a rifle to you, you're going to have a fight. But someone brings flatteries to you, oh my, he don't mean nothing, he's okay. Pretty soon, he's got you in his clutches. I was a victim of this years ago. I was a cat skinner. I guess why I went through it, because I know what flattery is. That's what I'm saying today. I know it. Every place I went, I was in Texas, but I had no problem getting a job. And when people watched me work a while, my performance record was such, these people wanted to hire me, they would flatter me, they didn't hire me. When I should have said, hey, my boss that I looked for, I'm still in his. Flatteries will cause you to go the wrong. I asked God to forgive me for those, but I was in these things, and just, oh, we got the, you know, you're so head and shoulder. This is flatteries. I guess that's why I went through these things, because I can tell you exactly where you are. Flatteries will destroy you. When I learned that I felt so sorry for the people that I'd hurt, because all these people loved me. I know they did. Yeah, I'd go to, see, that's division. That's the way Satan works. It's evil. It was evil. Here I was, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yet I was, didn't faze me. I repent of it, Lord. I repent right now. I've repented many times, but I see how devilish this is. Yet people need to say, we'll take you to lunch. We'll take you to dinner. Take your wife. Make sure your wife's with us. Oh, and they say, boy, you know, right, Brother Freedom, we'd have a really good outfit, and we're going to buy a new cat, and we're going to do this and that and all this stuff. That it's all flattery. It's to change your direction. It's change you who you work for. God should be the one in changing jobs. I'm guilty. I feel sorry for it. I knew it's a lot of good men. You get to where if you don't have your way, you're just something. That's terrible. I've seen the work field. It don't work. Flatteries is from Satan. But the same tool applies, and that's what it applied for churches. That's why the churches are not where they should be right now. They've allowed Satan to get down in with flattery. Comparing. You can't compare with God. God, it just do it. You don't have time to say, hey, how about, no, you didn't do it. you follow. You don't lead, you follow. 2 or 3 years I went through that until I finally knew that I had to quit that because I was hurting a lot of people that I didn't want hurt. When I got working for this other fellow, my allegiance was still back where I was at. So that's like we are the devil. We get here, we're here, where our allegiance is going here. But God gets the only allegiance. I believe that today was on high from heaven, out wherever you are. It's divisive. It'll kill you. It'll take you to a devil's hell. The churches should have a prayer meeting today and erase everything they've done because I know they're guilty in this area. I've seen it. Guilty, guilty, guilty. What they did is not that guilty, but it's where it brings them to. So now, after this happens, then they lost their first love. They're walking in the unbelief, walking not prepared, have no power, no witness. They're lifeless. It's because of flattery. Get in your heart. It's from Satan. I love you out there, but you need to get that in your heart today. Thank God. He is the only true path in all ways. You don't need flattery, and you don't have to have someone browbeating you either. But you need to stay in that path and neither one way or the other. Sometimes correction is good. Sometimes it's hard to take. But God in all areas is the answer. I seen it in a group here just a few years back. This lady came in. She was a Pentecostal cheerleader, literally a powerhouse, she thought. And she was, you know, I guess. And this young fellow came in that day and just flattered her. She just, her whole countenance changed overnight. You couldn't stand to be around her. But flattery is terrible. Flattery, whatever way it is by the devil. He knew he couldn't get to me any other way, but he did through flattery. I had a problem. I was always on time. I did my job very well. But flattery got into my heart. And I sort of liked it because I was elevated. We don't need elevating. We need correction. God is the one that can correct you. And if you want to be elevated, you've got to take a little paddling once in a while. God does it for our goodness and our benefit. And I'll tell you out there today, if I don't care where you are throughout the world today, but if you've allowed flattery to come into your heart, it'll take away your soul, and you're going to end up in hell. That's very, Brother Freedom telling me exactly, I would have ended up. Even though I had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I need to bring that light to light. You just don't go out here and live. There were no laws, no nothing. No, I didn't break no law. I never have. But look at that. That flattery. It took me off guard, and it had taken me a while to think of what I was doing. I said, this is not right. First, it started out, who paid the most? But then that was just a lot of flattery. Satan wanted to block this church a long time ago, 1900s, the 1950s, and flattery started coming in. Oh, we got the best this coming in. We got the best evangelist in the world. He is. And he believed it. He was. But those flatteries break down. But that's what destroys the church, is flattery. It's got to be by God only. It's through His Spirit, not our Spirit. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you this day in Jesus' name. Pray that God will turn to Him this day. But think what I said about flatteries. It'll break you down to a place that you don't sleep well because you're not doing it straight by the Lord. And with the Lord, you don't have to be way off. You got to be just a little off. You're off. He's the only one that can keep you on course all the time. My eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are to our cry. We have to seek Him. We have to serve Him with gladness. Come before His presence with thanksgiving. Know that He is God. He's our way maker. He's our Savior. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything else, we cannot handle it. But God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you this day. If you need any prayer, I know that God wants to heal people. I believe last night that God healed my legs. And out there today, if anyone there that you want to be blessed with this day, I'm going to pray for you. We'll pray for you. But God wants to heal your heart, your spirit, everything about you that needs healing comes from God. God bless you. He wants to heal you from flatteries. It's a weapon that's no good. It'll destroy you. In churches, when people are afraid to say something bad, they say something like that, it's a flattery. It's wrong. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, you've just heard about a top secret weapon of the enemy, and you better take it into great consideration of prayer, because it's a bad thing, flatteries.
Help me do it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this day, and thank you for this revelation by the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen.